When can law enforcement legally track people using their cell phone data? A House committee is calling on Congress to pass a law that would provide some clarity on this question. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is responding to a Wall Street Journal investigation from 2014 that revealed federal investigators were using cell phone data to look for criminals, often without search warrants. The Wall Street Journal's Jason Bellini joins us now from New York. Hi there, Jason.
Hi there, Magna.
So at the heart of this issue is a technology called cell site stimulation is deployed from airplanes. What is that?
Well, if you don't mind me correcting you, Magna, it's cell site simulation, not stimulation, but that's all right.
So basically
what this does is it, well, it essentially mimics a cell phone tower. It's a box that's in a plane, usually a Cessna, flying over an area, and cell phones will be drawn to it as it indicates to them, this box, that it's the nearest cell tower. And then what this allows them to do is scan tens of thousands of phones at a time and hunt for a single suspect's phone. The journal is also reporting that the U.S. Marshals Service developed the technology with the help of the CIA. And the device really helps them determine which phone belongs to a suspect's, and then the idea is that it lets go of non-suspect phones. So they're just really looking for that needle in a haystack, and the types of encryption that works on most of the phones that we use, including iPhones, that doesn't throw off this device.
Yeah. So today's the day of corrections for me, because earlier I said they're using it to track criminals, and I want to correct myself. These are suspects, right? Which is why this is an issue, because, I mean, when the data is collected, do law enforcement agencies even need a warrant to do this right now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And it was a real gray area back in 2014 when my colleague Devlin Barrett first reported on this program. And at that time, no, they didn't need warrants. The issue now with this investigation by a House committee is what the future of this should be. Right now, the Justice Department, they say they've revised how they go about doing this. And now they do ask for warrants, but not in all cases. It's up to judges to determine. But at the same time, this is still a program that does a big, wide hunt, pulls, attracts phones from people, from you and me, if we happen to be in the area where they're using this.
Right. So I'm seeing that the report from the House committee says that until there are clearer rules around how and when this technology can be used, that the Justice Department and Department of Homeland Security should not fund this technology for local police. That's pretty serious. So what's expected to happen?
Well, yeah. At the moment, as far as we're aware, local police are not using this technology.
Right.
The committee also found that the Justice Department has 310 of these devices. Department of Homeland Security has 124 of them. So that's quite a few when you think about it that could be flying in the skies above many cities. So is there collaboration going on with local police? At this point, we really don't know that. But we're not I think that they're really – this House committee is saying – no, the local police shouldn't have it up on their own planes. That the feds should have this tool, and they need to figure out what the guideline should be for how to use it.
Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal. Jason, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Magna.